you want to go? Can I ask you first?
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi. Okay, that was my cat. Chip, stop, please. What's your name?
My name's Noelle Madland.
Yeah.
Do you have a story about your name?
I know Madland is like a place in Norway where my like ancestors are from, I guess. But I've never like been there or anything. And then my first name, I think just my parents just thought it was a nice name. I don't know.
I like it. Where were you born?
I was born in the Woodlands in Texas, Shenandoah specifically. But then I moved away from Texas after like a month, so I didn't live there until I was like 8.
So where did you go after, like, where did you move?
I moved to Minnesota for a few years and then to New York for a few years. Sorry, actually first I moved to New York and then Minnesota and then back to New York and then back to Texas when I was like 8 or 9. And then I just moved back to New York for college.
So you went to like middle school and high school in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about where you grew up. Did you spend most of your childhood in Minnesota?
So I spent the majority of it in New York.
Okay.
Like the parts that I remember. Because like when I lived in Minnesota, I was like young enough that I don't really have any memories there. Just like a couple.
Uh-huh.
But sorry, there's like people screaming in the next door. But I remember like when we lived in New York, I like my school was pretty small and they like didn't teach us math. And
what?
It was like this very weird like hippie school and
they didn't teach you math.
Like they barely taught us math. Like I didn't even like know how to use negative numbers until like 5th grade. Cause then I went to school in Texas instead.
I don't want to be judgy, but like that's kind of sad.
No, yeah, it was like stupid. Like I like didn't know what I was doing. Yeah, but they taught you how to like be nice. I don't know. It was just like this weird school where they were more focused on like how to be a human than like how to learn things, I guess. But so like I really like was not a very smart kid because I like had no idea what was going on. I was really good at reading, so I guess they did a good job of like English,
okay.
But I had no idea what I was doing in math. And like our school was small, so for like recess we would like walk to Central Park, so that was fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Must be like a really different experience from Texas.
Yeah, it was completely different.
So do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have an older sister. Her name is Sabina. She goes to NYU. She's 21.
Oh, that's fun. So
yeah.
You see her a lot.
Yeah, occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I don't want to. How old are you?
I'm 18.
So you were born in 2000?
Yeah, 2000. My birthday is in August.
You're younger than me. I was born in March.
Yeah. I'm usually younger than, like, everyone I know.
Yeah, because it's, like, it ends in, like, September, like, the deadline.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Oh, tell me about your education.
So like I said, that school in New York was pretty bad.
Yeah. Was it that elementary?
Yeah, so that was elementary. And then for middle school and high school, I went to a school in Houston called St. John's. That's
the same school? The middle school?
Yeah, the middle
school,
and the high school. It's the same school. And it, like, used to be a Catholic school, but then they, like, converted it to be, like, secular, but it was still, like, kind of associated with the church nearby. So, like, we still did, like, all the stuff that you would do in, like, a Catholic school, but we didn't have, like, religion classes.
So you don't have to take religion classes? Do you have to go to church?
So, like, they changed the schedule up. So, like, in middle school, every Friday we had to go to chapel, they called it.
Oh, we have that too.
Yeah.
I went to Episcopalian school and
mm-hmm.
we have chapel every week.
Yeah. And then in high school, they changed it up a little bit. So it wasn't as frequent. It was like once every rotation, and the rotation was like 7 days. But we had like 5 days a week. So it was like, it shifted. But, yeah, we had to, like, go to chapel every week where we would, like, sing this alma mater to our school. It was a private school. And we would, like, say the Lord's Prayer and, like, sing all these Christian songs and stuff. But they were like, oh, but it's non-denominational. And we were like, not really.
Like, I totally relate. Like, we have to sing all of, like, let me think. Lift high the cross. Not before, that's, like, the one, the second. Okay, my cat needs to stop. Look at him. Here, I don't know if you can see him. Can you see him? No.
No.
Chip.
Cute.
Like, let me leave. Anyways, okay. Back to, so how do you feel like your, like, private school education has, like, shaped you to who you are?
I think somewhat, yeah, because, like, I never got to have, like, a crazy, like, emo phase or anything like that, because, like, we wore uniforms and stuff. And also, I don't know, they were very, like, academically focused, and, like, we did have a pretty good fine arts program, but, like, the teachers who weren't, like, part of fine arts, like, didn't care at all if you did fine arts stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it was, like, not that easy to do it, but, like, I took every fine arts class I could, except I think, like, architecture never fit in there or something. But senior year, like, second semester, I was supposed to be in more classes. Like, I needed one more class, and they were like, what do you want to take? And I was like, I don't know, how about art? And they, like, listed all the art classes, and I was like, oh, I've taken all of those. So, yeah.
What, have you, like, wished that you, like, went to a public school or something like that?
Well, so I went to public school for elementary school in Houston for fourth and fifth grade. So I know, like, a little bit, like,
people
public school. Yeah, like, the differences. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's definitely benefits to going to a public school. Like, it's definitely, they're usually more, like, diverse for sure and stuff like that. But I think, like, I know I, like, got a good education at the private school I went to. So, like, I'm glad for that, you know? But I, like, wish that we didn't have, like, a uniform, and there were, like, a lot of really, like, sexist rules and, like, homophobic things that would happen there. Yeah. So, like.
Like what?
Like, so, okay, there was this group that, like, my friends were, it was, like, a community service group that they would collect, like, tampons and pads and stuff to donate to homeless shelters. And they were going to have, like, an event where they collected all those things. And so they, like, asked if they could put posters up around the school. And they weren't allowed to use the word pad, tampon, period, uterus, vagina. Like,
where?
Like, anything on the posters. Like, they couldn't put it anywhere. So, and the event was called, like, period party or something like that. Period power party, I think they called it. And they wouldn't let them do it. And our, like, dean guy didn't get back to them until the day before the event. So they didn't even, like, have time to, like, change posters and put things up.
The fuck?
So that's just, like, an example. And then I was,
okay,
like...
Okay, so those kind of things.
Yeah, those kind of things. And then also, like, I was one of the leaders of our, like, LGBT club. And, like, you know, most schools call it a GSA, a Gay Straight Alliance. We weren't allowed to call it that. We weren't allowed to, like, have any sort of indication, like, in the title.
Like, gay,
it was,
lesbian,
like,
you weren't allowed to say that.
Mm-mm. We called it PRISM because, like, rainbows.
Yeah.
And then, like, every time you talk about it, people think you say prison. Like, they're like,
that's
sorry,
weird.
You're going to prison meeting? And you're like, no,
yeah.
the gay club.
Join the prison.
Yeah.
No one wants to join.
No. It was really bad.
Yeah, that was sad. I mean, Parse is much better with that.
Oh, yeah, for
we're
sure.
We're super gay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that, but, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What gender do you identify with and why?
Identify with female, like, mostly. But I guess, like, I don't know, I, like, I use, like, she, her, and stuff, and, like, I, like, you know, I, like, associate with my, like, birth-assigned gender of, like, being a girl, but, like, sometimes I feel like, what's the point of, like, gender, and I just, like, feel like, sometimes I'm, like, I kind of feel like a guy, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I, like, primarily, I am a girl, and I, like, use she, her pronouns and stuff like that.
Yeah. do you have a particular ritual? What does that mean? I feel like that means, like, do you have, like, something, like, it's, like, something that you do that's special to you, I guess? It's, like, for example, I feel like I have to, like, take care. I have to, like, dig my cat's poop out every day. Like, you know,
I guess, like, when I'm home in Texas, I kind of have a ritual where, like, I have a pet mouse at home, so, like, I always, like, every time I, like, walk in the house, I, like, go say hi to him, and then, like, every night I, like, give him food and, like, stuff like that.
What is his name?
His name is Basil. Like, if you've ever seen The Great Mouse Detective,
yes.
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
I named him after that.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, name three things and hobbies that are the most important to you and why. It could be anything or any hobby or, like, even a color.
I guess hobbies that are most important to me, I don't even know if I would consider it a hobby, but, like, playing music is really important to me. Like, I've been playing.
Oh,
yeah.
You talked about that a little bit in class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've played.
What do you play again?
I've played piano since I was, like, 4, and I just recently started learning guitar. And I've been singing for a long time, too. So, yeah.
What else? Name two more things.
I guess also I really like felting, which is, like, I don't know if you've seen, like, needle felting.
Yeah.
It's, like, making little, like, creatures and shapes and stuff, like, out of wool. That's fun. And it, like, is really relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's, like, a way where I can, like, use art but not, like, be stressed about it, like, looking perfect.
Yeah, there's no one pushing you against the sun.
Exactly, yeah. And then a third thing, I guess, would be, oh, I really like to, like, go see movies. Like, just the act of, like, going to a movie theater and, like, sitting down and watching a movie for, like, 2 hours. I really like it. Because, like, if you watch a movie at home, I feel like I always, like, stop halfway through and, like, go get water, or I, like, text somebody, like, while I'm watching it or whatever. But if you, like, go physically, like, pay to go see a movie, you're like, okay, time to, like, just watch the movie, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. I originally got the, like, the movie, like, AMC monthly thing, like, membership thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go, it's, like, $20 per month, and you can go watch 3 movies per week.
Oh, wow.
You should get on that.
I should get on that.
Because if you watch 2 movies per month, you get the money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I definitely do. Like,
I should
so
do that.
Boring. Like, I'm so bored most of times, and there's a movie theater right across my apartment, and I'm like, I always go.
Yeah, I'm on their listing where you can, like, get $5 movies, and I've been, like, on Tuesdays. It's $5 Tuesdays. And, like, I don't have classes on Tuesday this semester, so
me
I'm like,
either.
Damn, I'm gonna go see a lot of movies.
Yeah, but go, you search up the A-list thing, because, like, that's, like, it's cool, like, I got on that. So, okay, what is your favorite art medium to work with, except for music? I added that.
Yeah. I think my favorite medium to work with is ink or fabric. I like to make clothes, and I also like to draw, but, like, specifically, like, with markers or with, like, India ink.
Are you fashion design major?
I'm undecided, so I don't know yet, but yeah.
Have you ever made any, like, what do you make with ink? Like, what, do you do on paper?
What?
Do you do ink on paper?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever tried it with fabric?
No, but that would be an interesting idea.
Yeah, and I was like, maybe you should try it. Why do you like to work with ink and fabric?
I think I like to work with ink because I really like the bold contrast between, like, really dark ink and, like, white paper. And, like, also if you use colored ink, like, usually it's, like, very bright, whereas, like, with watercolors and stuff, it's very, like, thin and pastel.
Like, see-through?
Yeah. And then fabric, I used to do a lot of, like, cosplay and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So that's, like, why I like sewing a lot. And I like...
Did you make your own costume before?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, that's, like, the...
You made the entire thing?
Yeah, that's, like, the main thing I do.
That's super hard. My sister lives in Tokyo, and she cosplays a lot. And then, like, she used to buy those, like, expensive
Yeah, they're so expensive if you, like, buy them. So, like, it's way cheaper to make it yourself if you can.
My mom's like, you're spending money on crap. And then she's like, I'm not spending money on crap. And it goes along. It's funny. Yeah, that would be nice if you can, like, make your own costume.
Yeah, it's really fun. I think the reason I like doing that a lot is because I like the, like, problem-solving aspect of, like, figuring out how to take, like, a character that you see on screen and, like, make it a physical thing that, like, fits your body.
Yeah. That's cool. My sister tried to make, okay, she used to make, like, the fake weapons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, mm-hmm. She uses, like, PVC pipes and all of that, and, like, she cuts, like, the thing, like, and she, like, spray paints it in the garage. Like, I remember that, but, like, she never made anything close, really. I think that was just too hard for her. So, like, I give you force back, because I've, like, seen her go through pain. Like, and, like, I play games, like, I play Super, like, a lot of, like, Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's, like, imagine, like, making the thing, like, out of the, like, make, like, you can just take something in the game and, like, make it real. Like,
yeah.
That must be really hard.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this? Like, making, do you still do it now?
Yeah, I do. Not quite as much, like, since I've come to college, just because I haven't had as much time, but, like, when my dad was a kid, they would always just, like, make their Halloween costumes because they, like, didn't have enough money to buy them. And so, like, when I was a kid, my dad was, like, remembering, like, oh, how fun that was, you know. So, like, he would, like, help me make costumes. And then, like, I got really into it. So, like, I've been making my own Halloween costumes for a long time. And then, like, starting in, like, 8th or 9th grade, I started making costumes for, like, conventions and stuff like that. Yeah.
I think that's, like, one of your good rituals that you do talk about.
Yeah.
It's, like, because, like, not everyone does that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. I think it's been, like, 15 17. Minutes, so, yeah. Okay.
How do I save? Okay, please don't delete this. Okay, how do I save this?
I think you do...
What the fuck?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, well, I've been recording it, too, so if yours doesn't work, I can send you it.
Okay, hold on. Resume. Stop.